This is Low Moon Uprising, and the story continues.
What I was going to say about that was funny. Oh, I know. So, the whole impersonating thing now. So now, from now on, when people, impersonate people, they're going to have to use their own name, because otherwise somebody just step out of the room and use a send it to them. So, I'm DM the Red, but I go by Fart the Black.
Yeah, that's not suspicious at all.
I'm DM the Red. Some people call me Fart the Black.
I'm DM the Red. Please call me Joe.
I'm DM the Red, but because...
Yeah, that's it. You could just do their middle name. Like, Bart. His name is Bart the Joe Black.
Oh, hey, what's up?
Bart the Joe Black. And
the guy?
DM the Red.
Yeah.
The is his middle name.
There's got to be a way around it. I haven't figured out what it is yet, but it's funny to think about.
I'm DM the Red. Some people call me D. Some call me Bart Following. That's not perfect. Something really wrong
with it. All right. So this is Low Moon Uprising. Actually, Low Moon Uprising. Not mistakenly Low Moon Uprising, but actually Low Moon Uprising. For September 21, 2025, second session of the month of September. That's awesome. We got our full two sessions in. Managed to stir up some trouble, get lined up for training, blow up a warehouse. That's about where we left off. That being said, we are now going to do our short devotional. Join me in contemplating things of the Lord for a moment. John, 2 John, chapter 1, verse 9. Anyone who goes too far and does not abide in the teaching of Christ does not have God. The one who abides in the teaching, he has both the Father and the Son. I don't think this verse is saying that a person can lose their salvation, but that it can become very clear that the person does not have God in their life for salvation. Going too far is referring to continuing in a path of sin and temptation to the point that that person's condition becomes evident. Here, there is an alternative. The alternative is abiding in the teaching. I think it happens that believers know more than they know what to do with. It also happens that churches and pastors and teachers continue to inform and seek to help people to grow, and some do not follow the teachings. If one remains in the teaching, continues to do the best they can, the best they know how, to fit themselves to be doers of the word as it is revealed to them, that person has the Father and the Son in their life. The fact that this is listed here could well mean we are meant to be able to discern the difference. It also could be here as a stark warning for us so that we realize that this is the goal. Either way, there are those who are in and those who are out. I want to be in, not out. I also believe that the condition is discoverable because when one has the Father and the Son, the natural effect of his being in us is to create faithfulness and abiding in his word. In fact, it's impossible to stay the course without his presence, or to fail the course with the presence of both the Father and the Son. The screen looks different, though.
Yeah. She basically just paints the whole thing with white and then rubs her finger over it and leaves the lower area. She's really refining her process.
Okay.
Did we start a riot?
All right. So once we last encountered the Low Moon Uprising party, they were leaving the edge of the warehouse district on the edge of the residential area in kind of middle/northeast Greyhawk. After having blown up the warehouse and the clan of assassins who had captured Diem the Red. The party managed to extricate Diem before burning the place down around his ears, and now desires to get away from the scene of the crime, as it were. Okay. I'm pretty sure you did not have the carriage driver wait. Is that correct? At the warehouse?
Correct. It's over the boogie.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. He got out of there.
Because we were up to no good.
Yes. So you do not have any current means by which to get out of this part of town very rapidly.
We were planning on making trouble.
I don't know if you have a means to stop the warehouse from burning down and or stop the fire from spreading. But within moments... a bell rings, indicating that someone is aware that there is a fire, and efforts will begin to try to stop the fire from spreading. So
this is gonna be bad.
Dingling.
I attempt to join the fire brigade.
Okay. Jake is abandoning the party in favor of joining the fire brigade.
You said I did see that Stro picked up my stuff.
That basically everyone. We're picking up our... Yep, come on, grab a chair.
Yeah, but outside,
not out as in away.
So we were.
So basically, we're assuming the party was all gathered together outside the warehouse.
Okay, so before you
loosely
walk away,
I need to help put out this fire.
Okay, Dion will cast resist fire.
Oh, nice.
What? Oh, okay.
So you can go inside and fight the fire with your sword.
Do you have much fire
right now? So the way that resist fire, the cleric version works a little different than the druid version.
I'm not sure it works that way.
You get an exact number. I don't think it's an exact number.
No. It's a reduction in damage and
pull it up real quick.
Fire!
The recipient of the resist fire spell can stand in the midst of very hot or magical fires, such as those produced by red hot charcoal, burning oil, flaming swords, firestorm, fireball, etc. They will affect the creature to some extent. Bonus of plus 3 on saving throws against any such attack. All damage sustained is at 50%. So if you make the save, you take 1/4 damage.
So,
boiling temperature is comfortable, is what it says. If you don't take any damage from proximity to fire, you'll take minimal damage from being in.
Yeah. Okay. If you're in the fire, you'll still get tired, basically it'll wear you out. But if you're in the building where it's not literally burning you, you'd probably be fine.
I know what this needs. It needs an even bigger fire to put out this fire.
Right, light fire away from fire.
Flame strike.
Fireball.
Yeah, the flame strike would probably knock the building flat. The problem is it would also probably spread the burning bits of building everywhere.
It's the smoke from the two fires will choke each other out, right? That's not a firefight.
What's funny is there is a firefighting technique that works kind of like that.
Yeah, when they do forest fires.
But they do it like if it's like a big wind.
Well, no, when they were putting out the oil well fires in Iraq, they were basically, they couldn't extinguish the fire because it was so hot and burning so fast that they had to explode something at the right at where the oil's coming out of the ground and it would put out fire.
Sucks all the odds.
Yeah.
Kurtz is like, fireball got us into this. Fireball's getting us out.
Just keep fireballing.
It'll go away eventually.
Only fireball. Just fireball.
Unfortunately, I do not know Cloudburst. And Dorkin's not around. So.
Right. Okay. So what is everybody else doing? Jake now heads off fire resisted to join the fire brigade. Diem is there with you currently.
Diem.
Tommy is playing the part of Diem for today.
Diem the actual.
Diem the actual red.
We'll watch.
The rest of us are
currently there. He's at 4 hit points, by the way.
I don't plan on sticking around.
Oh yeah, I did give DM a once over. He's standing, he looks fine. I think he teleported us out. Okay.
Yes. Yes, he did.
All part of his cover. Preserving his cover.
Okay.
He looks a lot less damsely now.
Alright. So people are starting to come out of buildings, carrying buckets, shovels. Some like pickaxe type tools.
Get out of here.
Starting to get a little busy out there. Not necessarily right where you're at, but in the vicinity of the fire. The outer edges walls of the warehouse are not currently on fire. The furthest out in the directions of other buildings. So the fire was in the middle. Unfortunately, it very quickly attached to everything that was in storage, including the assassins who were killed. The rafters and like that. So there is it's centered in the warehouse currently.
time to leave.
We have a good place to get out of here. We don't spend time in London.
Yeah, I mean, you're not like super knowledgeable about everything in Greyhawk or anything like that, but you know enough how to get out of this part of town and get to the back to where the taverns are, or get to where your house is nearby. So that's kind of a problem. Not near enough to burn or anything. At least, most likely, it's about 2.5 blocks.
Yeah, but they know where I live. What would they know?
Yeah, somebody literally stole you from your house, so going back there may or may not be safe. Unless you take these guys with you, then it would probably be pretty safe. You could entreat them to go back with you so you could collect up any additional, you have money stashed there, that kind of thing. You're thinking it's, unless you deal with the people that kidnapped you, it's going to always be unsafe to be at home.
We go to one of the taverns, fairly far from my house, so I don't get kidnapped again.
Well, I'm looking for a way to try to help fight the fire.
We didn't start the fire.
I cast Cepheus Snake Sigil on the fire.
Yeah, so I think you have a wall.
Cast your
spear. I have a wall of fire.
Would that do it?
Wall of fire is not going to help.
It's not going to help.
I do. Would that do?
What do you have, wall of force?
Yeah.
So wall of force, like if you put a wall of force between the warehouse that's burning and the next warehouse, then the next warehouse is going to be safe.
Actually, it doesn't specify what pinnacle is probably at, but that could be the one.
Odin's magic cloud.
So he uses pinnacle for the day, so he wouldn't have it. It gets one per day, one day in the branch. So he already used that to teleport for the day.
Yeah, actually, I think I messed up on that on his spell selection, because that was supposed to be Dimension Door, a version of Dimension Door that he has that doesn't make you sick when you land.
I disintegrate.
So it would be a 4th level spell that actually he used to get everybody out.
Okay.
So scratch 1 4th level spell.
Dan?
Does it have the right number for a 9th level caster? Should have the right number.
It's 444.
Yeah, that's
3-1.
Right. Yeah, that's right. Because it's 10th level is 5-4-3-2-1.
Do you have the spell a wizard's spell compendiums here?
Yes, I think so.
Can I have volume 3, please?
Oh, well, we have them PDF. Anyway.
Right. I didn't know if you just had it in your bag there.
Oh, no, definitely not my bag, because it would be too much to carry around. It's a kind of a big expenditure, so it's up to you whether or not that's something that, you know, interests you.
Probably not. Not with the spell saber, but it's an attack at some point.
It also is very useful because it can be cast as a dome. So when it's cast as a dome, it makes you very virtually impervious for a few minutes.
It did not brew this tea very well. It's a good way to cover it and escape.
That one's
what
to expect.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know where I saved
it. How would I be a D&D character? Like, if I wanted to be a warlock, or should I be a
depends.
There's no warlocks in first edition.
Yeah, that's something I added later.
Maybe you could be a mage. Which is a spellcaster.
Mage is a caster again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's king, nerd king.
He's just the oldest nerd in here.
I remember my dad was pretty sweet with my friend Josh. He's got a man, but I would like to see that him too. He's got a friend of mine, they did not get him in time.
Yeah.
I did not have it here, so it must be
one of the bad things about only having one set of that book.
I don't have them on my phone.
What is the name of this book again?
Odin's Magic Cloud.
Okay.
Odin!
O-D-E-N-S. I don't know if that's
Odin.
How you spell it or not.
Odin. You got
two E's.
That's how I have it written, yeah. Two E's.
Okay.
Crazy how quickly you can win 2 hours of work. I swear I had no
movie. My first text message, not my second text message characters.
I have like 11 Dungeon magazines in here.
Okay. What level is it?
Second.
Well, it's nice.
From Michigan.
Well,
that's all far. So it would be second edition, probably.
Yeah.
The
bloodline is nice, but I just don't like how spread apart Michigan and like you got Monroe and
then the problem is that might be having trouble with that. Or Deans, that might be over having trouble with that. There we go. Found it. Okay, evocation air, range 20 yards plus 10 yards per level, duration 1 round per level. Air effect 5x5x5 cloud, 2-segment casting time. Causes a small cloud to appear within range of the spellcaster. Wizard decides the time of casting what type of cloud appears. Caster can freely move the cloud at a rate of 15 by concentrating on it. Otherwise, the cloud remains in place, so as long as wizard pays it nominal attention. If the caster's full attention is diverted, the cloud drifts with the breeze until the caster brings it back under control. If you make a misty cloud, this thick, vaporous cloud can be centered on the face of a creature so as to move with it. The cloud prevents both normal vision and improvision. The cloud can protect the subject from a gaze attack or hinder an opponent's vision. Could be some use of that. Storm cloud. Thick, dark, and billowy. This cloud can produce rain and lightning at the wizard's option. One small lightning bolt can be generated each round if the wizard concentrates. Can strike one creature below or inside the cloud for 1d6 of damage. Successful saving throw spell negates the damage completely. So rain or lightning. So rain would help put out the fire. Rainbow cloud. This thin magical cloud displays a rainbow when light shines through it. Its chief purpose is to impress viewers. Using this form doubles the spell duration. Other type of clouds are rumored to have been developed by other wizards. There you go. So you could make a magical storm cloud.
That's only 5 foot by 5 foot by 5 foot.
It is. But it would produce water for 1 round per level. So even though it's only raining over a 5 by 5 area, for example, it still would, you could do 5 by 5 area, drench it, 5 by 5 area, drench it. I mean, it seems like it would have a pretty substantial effect by the time 9, 10 rounds later, right?
Yeah. Is there any possible way that if I cast this off the scroll now, that I could somehow, like, through, like, practice or you know, research that I could ever retry a spell and
write a copy of it? It's possible. It depends on how much you can remember what the runes are.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll cast it out of off the scroll and use it for the rain cloud, thunder cloud.
Where did you get it from?
It came off a scroll. There's 4 spells on it.
I found it in treasure.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. The reason I say that is because it's a extremely rare spell.
Yeah.
So even though it's a second spell, it's probably worth about 5,000 gold.
I know. I really want to keep it. I really don't want quarter.
Also, feel really bad about it. Yeah.
And then, I hear you. I mean, it's bad enough. We're probably going to face ramifications for this, or I am at least. Mm-hmm. So, trying to minimize the damage.
Okay. So,
I mean, we may have to give up Dearmoon's full share of money just to pay for the goods of his web.
That's true. It could happen.
Ooh, fireball to warehouse.
Hey, those assassins are coming for all of us.
Wait, can't you be an extrovert? Can't you be an extrovert?
You can do whatever you make your character.
Okay. He makes a cloud. It begins to rain. A heavy wetting rain over a 5 foot by 5 foot area. Then move it to another area, and
I'm
so on.
Concentrating on the parts that are spreading the easiest, I guess, and then, or the most likely to spread, like areas closer to other buildings,
okay.
Stuff like that.
All of the other people who are involved are generally speaking using mundane means to fight the fire. So no one else summons a magic cloud, or there's no precipitations. Or
I know, like I'm not supposed to cast magic in the city.
Woo! Right there, Turner, you're running for the unwarranted use of magic.
You're going to be stuck in the tower for a year.
Hands up and your pants down!
Put your hands up and we'll shoot you.
Well, hopefully everybody was so distracted with putting out the fire they didn't see me.
No, just the magical cloud above the...
What magical cloud? It's a cloud. They happen.
It's coincidentally a 5 foot by 5 foot by 2 foot cloud that is moving systematically to rain on the fire.
Yeah, and how much...
Yeah, but I don't know who cast that. I think it was that guy over there. And then I go... <move the cloud over. laughs> What's that?
Hello. Okay. What is anyone else doing? Jake is moving buckets from the well.
Yep. If I suspect that there was anybody else in there, I might try to go in there.
No. It was really just the bad guys.
And they were all pretty much combusted, right?
Surely killed on impact.
Yeah. None of them were like dead. Or none of them were like alive.
Correct.
Yeah, if I'm confident that they're all dead, then I will try to go in. But if I hear like a cat...
Well, the front of the line is going in because the fire is internal. It's tall, but it's internal to start with.
Yeah, yeah.
The outer edges are not.
I'm getting as close to the fire as I can, but I'm not saying I'm not going like into the heart of the fire itself. You know?
Right, okay.
But, you know, I'm trying to be at the front of the brigade, trying to...
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Starting orders, you know, get the water down, you know, encouraging people.
Faster. You got this. Roll percentile dice, if you would.
Okay.
Add your reaction adjustment, if you know it.
Reaction adjustment...
Besides, Tommy, this is from
zero.
This is an effect of a magic card.
It could well be. But you get some for your honor.
But I'm going to have to sleep at night.
Do I want high?
Yes.
Okay, cool. I rolled 87.
That's pretty good. Awesome. Interested in giving financially to Low Moon and support the campaign? Text LMGIVE. That's LM Give. To 419-419-0095.
Yes, you want high. Just like the likelihood of me being arrested because of this.
Right.
I got 9 minutes of putting out the fire and then I'm like flipping the scene.
Okay, what is Theon doing?
Theon is leaving.
Okay.
So DM is leaving.
DM is leaving. Are you leaving? Leaving together? Are you going in the same direction?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Do I have anybody else there? Oh, yes, I have Zuri, right? So.
You don't want to feed the owners of this warehouse coming to fight.
Pretty sure Zuri didn't have any rain spells. So, I'm going to go with that.
Nature did not predict Brunson today.
Nature okay. Never predicts uprising.
What's in nature?
Okay, so 9 minutes later. The area surrounding the fire of the building. Hey, Mike, those chips down there, you can have some of those. A couple of them. They were donated. Doesn't matter. They were donated for, no, I don't want them. I'm saying you can have them. They were donated for snacks for the gaming for tonight. By Divine Toledo. Props to Divine Toledo, as they are the only sponsor currently providing snacks for some of our gaming groups.
Yeah.
But if you're listening and you're a sponsor, you could be providing snacks too. We like snacks. Okay. Anyway.
Bringers of snacks.
We'll have to talk in between sessions, make you a character. Okay. If we decide to do that.
Yeah, I want to.
Okay. All right.
We'll talk to you after the session tonight.
Yeah, we're on it right now. Okay. So, this is very interesting. All right. Missouri will stay and fight the fire, too. He feels kind of bad about the possibility. So, all right. So we're going to fast forward that a little bit. The two of you stay and fight the fire. They're with the help of the water that they already got, with the fact that you guys are there, and they come out in force. There's probably about 200 people, and it takes like 5 hours, but they manage to keep the, and it's not real windy out, they manage to keep the fire to the warehouse. Now, this is a warehouse, remember, this is a big warehouse, like a 200 by 300 foot warehouse, and all the property inside is either A, destroyed by fire, B, badly damaged by smoke. Some of it was obviously soaked, but most of what was soaked was probably either damaged by smoke or by the fire. But the fire does not spread from there to any other warehouses. You know, because you stayed and Azuri was with you, that the owner of the warehouse did eventually show up, and they brought some extra manpower and stuff, and then the constables were there, and they were asking questions about how the fire got started. By that time, Brunson was long gone. Okay. They did not specifically ask you any questions as far as, you know, who started the fire or anything like that, so you didn't get the opportunity to accidentally rat out Brunson.
Yeah, he wasn't, like, trying to rat him out or anything either, so.
Yeah, okay. Meanwhile, Theon, and eventually Brunson have left the area, okay? You guys were headed back to the inn or to an inn, to a different tavern, what?
It doesn't really make difference to me. I guess we'll
go. It is getting kind of late. You both have training in the morning. You have training in the morning. He doesn't have training.
I guess we'll go to a different one as long as nobody left any stuff in your room.
Well, I'm sure there's stuff in people's rooms. You still have the rooms. So.
Well, I'll probably go back there then. Okay. No reason to suspect.
Okay, so you're familiar with the Griffin's Roost Inn. You know that things can land on the top of it and people will stay there. There are 30 some rooms and that they tend to run high occupancy. And you probably know a couple of the bars that normally sing around that area, you know, maybe one of the, you know, the bartender or one of the bartenders, that kind of thing. And you're generally welcome there. Okay. Remember, he does look a lot like, it's kind of like a cross between Dermot and Jake in the face. So,
Jake.
So you go back to the inn.
Derek.
You have dinner. Other than maybe smelling a little bit like smoke, no real issues. Nobody pursues you. Nobody questions you. At the Griffin's Roost, it's several hours before they even hear about the fact that there was a fire, and no one seems concerned. I mean, it's not nearby. You're a mile and a half away from the site, so.
From our shame.
Yep. A little while, 20 minutes, half an hour after you get back, Brunson comes back to the inn. You also have training in the morning, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Okay. And you're able to eat, and everything seems normal. They do have a bar fight. You can partake or not. Obviously, DM does not want to partake in the bar fight. You probably get a room, I would assume, at the inn, which costs you a gold piece.
Which I had.
Yeah.
How late is it?
So by the time you're done, if you stay to the end, by the time you're done dealing with the fire, it's going to be about 3 in the morning.
Okay. I guess I'll try to get one sleep if I can before going to training before dawn.
Okay. Well, one thing does happen, does take place before you leave. For a moment, you're a little nervous about it. The owner of the warehouse and some of his, clerks, they look like almost like scribes, basically, are standing in a small group. And as you're getting ready to leave, he sends one of them over to get you so he can talk to you briefly. The guy comes running up. He's a kind of pencil nose, pasty skin. No facial hair, probably late 20s, thin, 5'4", 115 pounds, kind of has a chunk of wood with papers tacked to it under his arm, and has a bandolier kind of like backpack on his back, and then it's got little pockets on it, like holds something in front of him. Anyway, as he comes running up to you, he says, excuse me, sir.
Yeah, excuse.
Says, my master would like to speak with you briefly before you leave, go away.
Okay, I'm pretty tired, though.
Oh, it will only take a moment. He says only a moment.
Okay.
He hustles you back over there, and he arrives first because he's going fast, and you're not really interested in going as fast as he's going. But he says, he's coming. And he falls back into the little cadre of three or four scribes that are like flocking around. You do notice that one of the scribes in the background is writing something on his papers. There's a woman there. She's red hair, like just below the length of her ears, and muscular, and is wearing form-fitting chainmail armor and a wide black belt and a short sword. And she leaves when you step up. She was just talking to him about something. And he says, I just wanted to extend my thanks to you for your efforts in keeping the damage to a minimum and, more appropriately, keeping the fire from spreading to my other warehouse.
All the night's work.
As you stand before me, I see you as tired, and you've spent much effort on my behalf, and I appreciate it. He motions to one of the scribes, and the guy produces a paper that's like 4x6, and it's made of like a yellowish, you can see the pulp in it, but it might be papyrus, it's pretty thick. And he hands it to the guy, and the guy hands it to you, and you read it or just take it?
I'll try to read it.
Okay, it's a simple document, really. It's a personal promise to pay of 100 gold pieces.
Thank you.
A simple reward for a job well done, and I do appreciate your efforts, even though we struggled to save the warehouse. It seems like it was almost like something like a fireball went off inside, and so there was no saving it from the beginning, but my other warehouse is much more active and had more expensive goods in it anyway, and so your efforts are greatly appreciated. You should be able to take that to any bank in town or money changer, and they'll give you 100 gold piece credit for it.
That wasn't needed, but I thank you.
Oh, thank you. Also, if you're ever in town and looking for work, I could use a strapping young lad like you.
I don't think I'll be in town for terribly long.
Not at this point.
just passing through, hoping to get some training in there.
All right. One of the scribes comes running up to him and says, she's coming. She's coming, sir. She's coming. He says, if you'll excuse me, I have some others to thank.
Have a good night.
Scoozy.
Okay. And you see he goes on to thank you. There's a broad-shouldered, strong woman who looks like a warrior type. She's got a bit of a wide jaw and neatly trimmed hair. And he's thanking her. And you see, as you're walking away, you kind of glance over your shoulder and see that he is handing her a similar, probably, promise to pay, you think. Okay. So then you head back to the inn in the middle of the night with only about 4 hours to spare before you have to meet your trainer in the morning.
I was really hoping he'd say something like, oh, don't worry, that warehouse was valued at twice the value with the insurance company, so you're actually making me money.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks.
Okay.
I'm glad I got that accidental fireball coverage.
By morning, Diem has the intelligence that's listed on his sheet.
Okay.
It was like the very last thing I sent you.
Is there a chance for a nap?
Being asked about a nap.
Is that a name or anything? I know I don't get to ask about person. Do you happen to have a nap?
I always have a nap.
I think I could use one. I have training to do
a few hours. We all do.
Okay. So there are two names
so I definitely think
that are involved. The imposter's name.
Get everyone together.
Okay. And his street name is Rhetoric.
He's got a street name because he's a gangster.
He's an assassin.
essentially. Okay.
And then his fake name is Rhetoric.
Yeah. And then
no, it's not Rhetoric.
The contact who actually hired Rhetoric to do the job was a woman named Lavella. And she's a mid-level merchant in the Merchant's Guild, but suspicions have it that she is more than she appears.
Lavella.
Lavella.
I'm
starting with just the rice and beans.
Okay. So, because you weren't in the room at the time, I assume that Xavier went back with the party and...
Yeah.
Okay, went back with the early group.
You missed out on 100 gold.
You could have stayed there and fought the fire for a while.
I missed out on 100
gold. No intentions of trying to fight fire.
I prefer to fight things that you can hit with your sword. Okay.
I prefer things...
So what was the answer on the nap?
Gush.
Yes, we can have...
Well, the problem is we have to nap in the same room, right?
Yeah, we just need to put up an alarm spell with people watch or something. 20 hours.
I mean, for what going. It's worth... Brunson's wife could watch out. Fiance?
As far as I understood, we were actually...
Yeah, I think so, in her temple, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what?
Well, no, there was no ceremony. It's just, she just gave me a dagger. And apparently
that's
it.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
Now we're married.
Then I actually asked later, I said, so what's this dagger for? And somebody told me, oh, daggers like that usually symbolize marriage.
Oh, that's right. When I'm old and gray, I'm going to have to go back and listen to all these podcasts because half the story, I'm having a hard time remembering all the details now.
Crap, was I supposed to give her a dagger now? I don't understand. I'm so confused.
Your culture confuses and enrages me!
She turns me to stone.
Huh?
I always
think
there's AC so low. Yeah,
plus two
armor is
needed. Plus, got a good shield.
He's got a magic shield.
And he's cool.
Probably some kind of magical otherwise protection.
Some other
three. Okay.
Just look at the Origins party on the back of this.
It also lists Ryan's class, which I think is kind of funny.
I mean, everyone knows.
Yeah.
He's a ninja.
He's a ninja goblin impersonator.
My ninja.
Or goblin ninja impersonator. One or the other. Okay.
I thought he was a ranger.
All right. So I'm going to need help with what trainers people chose.
I chose a street vendor guy.
Players now, PCs now.
Oh, yeah, the street
vendor. He has like a little booth or whatever he sells scrolls from.
He does a lot in the background.
Because the other guy was too stuffy.
I need to go to the Kurtz Belker Inn with the clock tower 30 minutes before dawn.
We're also going to have to take...
People gain levels, kind of have to be updated. Okay. All right. So as far as the training goes, other than the interesting aspects of the characters that you already could imagine, we're going to kind of fast forward through some of it. But there are a couple of events that I need to know whether or not you're going to allow them to interrupt or like take care of them after your training for the day or something like that. All right. If not, then you'll get through it more rapidly. If so, then you'll get through it less, more slowly. And if you don't deal with them, then they may come and deal with you. So there's that. Right? So the first part is the nap goes uneventfully. Stroh watches. It's fine. Okay? No one comes. So by morning, everyone is well rested. And for that matter, before you go, for example, to meet with your trainer, you could easily get several hours of memorization in if you needed to replace some things.
I only need like a couple hours. But I will cast the thing.
What's the highest level healing we have in the party? Is it yours?
Highest healing two.
So you heal.
Oh. I know I'm down.
3 points.
So I'm at 9.
I'm at 49.
And did you include DM in the nap? Just out of curiosity.
I can, yeah.
That would be nice.
He was willing, for sure. And now he's like really willing after he saw what the effects are.
I'm 2 hit points below half.
I'm trying to even know what the
effects are. I'm at 81 hit points.
Maybe. It's not a mage spell.
I'm at 81%.
It's not a common thing. It's a rare... It's a traveler spell, actually.
A quarter of your hit points.
Yeah.
I'm 89. I'm a wizard's best friend.
A traveling wizard.
I mean,
what wizard doesn't want to turn 8 hours into 1 hour per sleep?
No, no, the point is, if they're not traveling, you are traveling, so your friendship is not long-lived.
I mean, but...
You pop back here every night using a folding spell to nap me?
Even if I just happen to be traveling by, they'd be happy to have me.
Yes, that would make you an acquaintance, not a friend.
Yeah. I'll pay you
a good acquaintance, but acquaintance.
2,000 gold a month to every night fold back here... Nap and then fold away.
It's going to be a little bit more than that for 9 spell levels a day.
No, you fold back, yeah. Nap, and then I teleport to the next day.
Okay, so 5 spell levels a day.
So, right, so when you get your level and have that the possibility of getting that, then you pick what you want to try to be trained for your weapon or your non-weapon, and each one is 40 hours of training. So you can somebody in your party can train you in something they already know. Or you can search out a trainer specifically for something.
I'm highly considering searching for a trainer for navigation.
Navigation can be very helpful, yes. And there would be plenty of people here who could teach it, I'm sure, in Greyhawk, because it's a mercantile
the
city.
The only issue is I only have a 10 wisdom, so...
Yeah. I mean, it is going to be based check, off... I'm trying to think. Actually, I think navigation is intelligence.
Right, I'm on 10 intelligence, too.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Anytime you level up, it's a wisdom check to succeed at your training.
Well, I know.
Right, I was just talking about...
To use it. To I only have it. 10 wisdom and 10 intelligence. Yeah. So I have a 50-50 shot of knowing...
Which is better than what you got right now. Right now, it's zero.
It's zero.
Ron, where are you using the Namek against the
religion? Because right now, it's zero.
So what are we doing right now?
Okay, we're going to go over... The interruptions.
Yeah, like you can cast it on an item and it detects us. No, that's Nistol's Magic Aura.
Barrier's Mount Enhancer lets you cast the spell and it lets you
regain a spell.
Regain spells up to that level, that number, yeah. Which is.
So it's what, third level?
No, 4 spell aura. It's 4 empty spell level. 4 spell.
So yeah, you can do like a third and a first, or 4 first, or 2 twos.
Let's look at the actual. Something weird about can you just get them back or
they have to be open slots that were previously cast.
Yeah, that's what I think too.
I thought it was any spell you knew.
No, it has to be ones that you had memorized previously.
Any spell you knew would be neat for skill wizards.
That was I figured that was kind of a point.
Weird way of well, skill wizards are hard.
Oh no, maybe it is. Maybe I think you can abandon spells.
Okay, here it is. Check out Amal Dan Inc. for incredible opportunities to support the ministry.
That's right.
If it's any spell that you like, know in the past. Like,
well, it should be here.
Like transferring.
Yeah, because I think it talks in there that it's a good way to.
Mage spell.
For mages to.
Can't find it.
Title
it's fourth, right?
Yes.
Is it in players? Mayan players?
No, it's not players.
That's really weird.
By means of a spell, is able to memorize or retain the memory of 3 additional spell levels. So it's not 4 spell levels, it's 3.
Right. It can be any spell.
One first, yeah. One first, second, one third. Magic user may elect to immediately memorize additional spells. He or she may opt to retain the memory of a spell cast by means of the enhancer. Oh. So you either memorize additional spells that you can memorize, or you retain a memory of a spell you've already mastered. So
it does either one. Yeah.
But it's a fourth level,
but you lose to any one spell level.
Right.
As opposed to transferring.
Yeah.
But there's no so it's a little worse than transferring.
Yeah.
It also but there's no roll, and it's not subject to the way magic is in the area either. So those are both pluses. But it does take 10 minutes to cast. That's a negative.
Yeah.
Whereas transferring is, like, very fast.
What if you transfer to so
go.
It does say, this is something that might come up that's kind of funny. The duration of Barrier's Demonic Enhancer is 1 day, which means if you cast it and it switches, you use it to memorize other spells, and then those spells sit in your head for a day, what happens?
They go away.
Oh.
is it the, so,
the 3 that you got
so the 3 would go away.
Explosion. Yeah.
So that's something to keep
in mind. No, I just assumed that they would act like spell levels in your head, but you can use the ability of Rarities up to a day. So you cast it in the morning, and then any point during the day, you can transfer, you can learn 3 additional spell levels. So like if later you find out, oh, a warehouse is burning down. I really wish I had this Odin's thing in Magic Cloud in memory. Oh, I cast Rarities, so
oh,
boom,
I see
I have it.
Oh, that would actually make it more powerful if it's that way.
So it's kind of like... You can, like, transfer on the fly for up to 3 spell levels.
Well, it's 10 minutes to cast it, so...
Yeah, you cast it in the
yeah,
morning,
so,
and then
so,
it stays in effect all day long.
Oh.
So at any point during that day, you can...
But you would, so the part that you, that would be the negative of that, doing it that way, so I think he's right, it lasts for 24 hours, okay? So when you cast it, you would immediately get three new spell levels. But if you waited an hour, you wouldn't be able to get three new spell levels. You could only use it to retain spells you cast. That's the way that it reads. Read it. Read that sentence again.
The magic user can elect to immediately memorize additional spells, or he or she may opt to retain memory of a spell cast by means of the enhancer.
So like if it's 2 hours later and the enhancer's in effect for 24 hours, you cast Fireball, you could say, well, I'm keeping it.
Yeah,
or I cast Magic Missile and Burning Hands, I'm keeping them, that kind of thing, because I cast Rares this morning.
Oh, I see.
And the nice thing about that is, you wouldn't have, so that what that does is, if so you cast Rares when you memorize your spells in the morning, it's in effect, so unless it got dispelled or otherwise messed with, that's an instantaneous thing. I cast Fireball, I don't give it up, it's automatic. Whereas in the morning, if you cast it, you'd have to actually spend the extra 45 minutes memorizing.
I just know that I have a ring.
You can elect to immediately memorize additional
spells. Well, that doesn't mean that they're so instantaneously memorized. You can immediately memorize them, like as in you can begin memorizing immediately.
I think that's a matter of like.
Well, that's what the DM says.
Leaving it does not.
I mean, that's your call.
Yes, I would not. I think it would be instantaneous, or there would be another word. If it was supposed to be automatic. I would not give it as automatic. Like they cast the spell, and suddenly they have the extra three levels. I think it says you can immediately memorize three additional levels. You'd have to memorize them.
So I shouldn't be using this ring that does Rarity's Mnemonic Enhancer until I need it. Like I could save it.
Depends what you're trying to get it for. So if you want to use it in the morning when you're casting your spells, then it would allow you to memorize additional spells. Mm-hmm. But if throughout the day. Even then, if you want to use it throughout the day, then you could cast it in the morning. You could use it in the morning, and then sometime during the day, retain spells that you had cast. But if during the day you want to be able to memorize additional spells immediately, like things that you didn't already have, then you would want to wait and use it during the day. But again, then it would take three sigmas to trigger it. Like
okay, I thought the ring just gave me like a spell. I didn't have to like memorize it. I didn't know that. Okay, I've been using it in the morning when I memorize. I've been using it in the morning when I memorize to get an extra fireball every day.
All right. Yeah.
So
alternatively,
In the day, I could, instead of using it in the morning, I could use the ring to get three spell levels back that I used during the day, is what you're saying?
Yes, theoretically.
But I couldn't just say, I need a fireball. Boom, I have an extra fireball halfway through the day.
Correct. You could not, unless you had already cast a fireball and you were replacing one you had already cast.
Okay.
But what the description of the spell is saying, in theory, you could still do that if you trigger it in the morning. You could still do that.
What about that Odin's magic cloud?
Well, you never had it in memory, so that wouldn't count. You got spells that you have in memory. Check out Things Were Different Back Then, the origin story of Lord Victor, told from a certain point of view. Unfortunately.
No, but if I use it in the morning to get three extra spell slots, could that be one of the spells?
No, because you don't know it. You never.
I know it. I roll to know it. I don't. I've never memorized it.
Never cast.
Yeah.
I've cast it off a scroll. That's it.
Yeah. So. You, like knowing what it is and knowing it to memorizing it, that's questionable.
Okay.
You have to know the pattern.
If you're going to try to get around that, being a sword is definitely
your best. Yeah, he's in the right place.
You'll probably end up rolling for it.
I'm just wondering if that was an easier way of me being able to get that spell back so I could write a copy of it again.
Okay. Anyway, so we're going to do the interruptions. If the interruptions are kept to a minimum or whatever, then we'll roll for training. Okay? However, at least one of them is probably not going to be too minimalized, so we'll have to deal with that when the time comes. All right, so the first thing is, starting on that day, which is your first actual day of training, Diem, the actual Red, knows who captured him and that they were out to cause harm to the party, that the infiltration, the impersonation was directed at you, okay? Because it would be possible for him to make contact with you being a half-brother of Dermud and Shake. So he knows who it was that captured him, and he knows who it was that hired the person that instigated, or that replaced him. Hired the person that replaced him, okay? And so the question is, at some point in time after training one day, or instead of training, if somebody's feeling really avaricious, do you want to go and deal with this person who was potentially after you? The alternative is if you just put it all off until after 5 days of training, at some point in time, they may hatch another plot or do something. So day one, DM the Red says, I know who was impersonating me, I know who hired them, and I know that you were their target. I was kind of caught in the crossfire more than anything. So the question is, do you want to help me go and deal with these people that so roughly dealt with me?
It depends. Who is it that hired them?
Okay. So the impersonator is an assassin named Rhetoric, who also is a mage, and you ran into him. I mean, he's a pretty cunning guy. Okay. And then the person who hired him is a mid-level merchant in the Merchant's Guild named Lavella. She's a female. She's a person of some prominence in the guild, like up and coming, but she's not higher ranking in the guild. She's a mid-level merchant.
Do you know why?
Only that they were striking against the party, that the goal was to cause the party trouble. Sorry. Now, you know that that the impersonator tried to recruit you to go to a warehouse to encounter a group, which may have been to get bushwhacked or somehow or other to bring you into conflict with a different group. And that was not the group that had that had captured Diem.
So are we going to deal with...
So we're just full of enemies.
Wait. Directly, or are we going to deal with Rhetoric.
So you're saying the assassins didn't know Diem was in the basement?
No, they knew.
Okay.
The people that Diem was trying to... Rhetoric was trying to pit you against was not the people that had captured the real Diem.
Okay, I thought he was trying to pit us against the assassins in the... No, he was taking us there to...
He wasn't taking you there at all. You wound up there because you went to Diem's house where he...
The whole plot
but that's
of the
not
was,
where he was taking
we
you.
We were supposed to go to a warehouse and meet.
I understand, but it was a different warehouse. That's what I'm explaining.
I understand.
Okay. So there's no reason for Diem to bring you into conflict with the Diem the fake red, Rhetoric, to bring you into conflict with the people who were holding Diem the red, because that would have exposed him as an imposter. See what I'm saying? So he wasn't bringing you against the assassins that were holding Diem the red. He was bringing you against another group. And you know that because he was actually talking to you. He was enlisting you and saying, hey, I can take you there, whatever. Problem was, he did not tell you exactly where there was. He did say that it was limited in time frame. So it was that night only. So I know where they're going to be. These are the people that want to cause you harm, blah, blah, blah. Come with me. I'll take you there. But then you figured out that he was lying, so you didn't go. Instead, you went to Diem the Red's house, found out that he was captured from there, found out that he was being held at a warehouse near his house, and rescued him.
Okay, the whole time I was assuming he was leading us to that warehouse specifically so that those assassins could kill us.
Right.
That's what I thought this whole time.
And now he's informing you that that is not the case.
Okay.
To make it clear, yes.
Okay, so...
Anyway, so the point is... Like, going to confront her would be going to, if you're going to confront her, would be going to the guild, going to her house, figuring out where she's at, and going to talk to her and say, what do you have against us? Or just, if somebody wanted to be vindictive, you could just go kill her.
Please don't burn her house down.
I mean,
promise nothing. And that's what's absolutely necessary. Yes,
Frank. Can I pull Theon aside and talk to him secretly? Or
yep.
Privately?
Yeah, so we're going to assume that We'll just say, you know, during lunch or whatever, the party had the conversation with Diem. You're back to training shortly, unless you allow it to interrupt the rest of your day. And you pulled Theon aside. Brunson wants to talk to Theon privately. Do you want to talk to him privately now, or do you just want to roleplay it?
No, I'll just roleplay now.
Okay, go ahead.
So at some point, we lost contact with the fake Diem.
Right.
He ran out the back of the inn. Was gone.
We believe that he went into the outhouse and disappeared.
Right. But what I'm saying is, the Diem was rescued from under the warehouse. Technically, we don't exactly know if that's the correct Diem or not.
Could be another fake.
Could have been a switch. He could have switched places or whatever.
I will say, just, you know, for your information, unless they changed him somehow or whatever, you know this is not the same person that you were dealing with before. There could be magic effect or there could be disguise or things like that, but he's definitely a different person. He's not exactly the same height. Mm-hmm. He talks, sounds different, that kind of thing.
Would be convoluted scheme done quickly and with many moving parts.
Right, but I'm just paranoid enough to believe it.
I understand your trepidation.
I'm inclined to believe this guy, so...
In my time, I have come to
generally believe that if a thing looks, smells, and talks like a thing, it probably is that. It's good to keep an eye out, maybe not let him alone with vulnerable party members, if there are any such. We are not safe here.
I promise you.
I'm getting on myself. I only brought it up because Mallie wants us to go with him to another place.
It's a reasonable suspicion.
Anyways, just wanted to share my paranoia.
I think that our best bet is to go along and keep our wits about us. We have no other recourse other than waiting at this point, so, or going on a wild goose chase, neither of which really sound all that appealing.
Gotcha, I'll stay behind Jake.
Generally, has generally worked out for you thus far.
Okay.
So you're back with the rest of the group. So the next question, the next immediate question is, are you going to try to do something about it that interferes with the second half of your day of training today? Or are you going to at least let it ride until that evening?
I think we go until the evening.
Okay. So day one is completed of everyone's training. You have four to go, those of you who are training for levels. Okay. That evening, there is a couple hours of daylight left. Diem is now healthy, back up to maximum hit points. Managed to make a contact to get that done.
Was there any available healing throughout the day?
I have some.
Yeah, I need some, but I'm like half.
Actually, I had some before we napped the night before, too.
Okay, you can do both.
I have less than half.
You too. Okay. Start with.
Your half is much bigger than my full.
I'm going to start with Xavier. 15 points on a Cure Serious Xavier. Brunson. What's my minimum currently? He's gone.
Two.
Okay, 2 points.
It's like he's a traveler or something. It's like Hermes enjoys buildings on fire. And
Hermes really likes more outside.
Yeah, it's like almost like Hermes enjoys it when Theon runs from building fires.
He's the god of traveling and warehouse fire.
The funny thing is, traveling that means that my minimum actually went down. In the last couple days.
Well, yeah, because we've been stuck in the city for a couple days.
Yeah. He's not happy with me.
Surprised with that, too.
He's the god of fleeing and fires.
Yeah, I'm going to be here like 2 weeks.
You're planning on being here for another couple days.
Yeah. So. Actually, he has a whole nother week of training to do after this, so. Yeah.
Well,
your minimum's going to be.
The rest of us might, too, because all of us are capped. So.
Yeah. Well, he's also capped.
Oh, so you have like.
Well, he's only capped in one class, so 3 weeks. Yeah. But, yeah.
So we all have to finish our training, figure out a magic item, and then train again.
That's pretty much where I'm at.
That's okay. Where everybody is. Everybody's capped.
No, Xavier's gone.
I'm capped at the top of the slope of the water.
7 points.
Thanks. In fact, I think I had enough to go up to level 11.
11?
What level are you now?
9. Or training for 9.
You're training for 9? So you're capped at the top of 9.
Yes.
So but you need 1 experience point to go to 10.
Yes.
That's but pretty nice.
I had, with the experience that we got, I had enough. But I
Jimmy would have been 13th level being training from this alone.
You grew up a rocket, man.
Well, I would have been 13th
over there.
I would have been almost at the top of the next level.
How much, what level is 600,000 experience?
Of what class? Thief?
Oh, like
20th?
14th or something?
Did I ever learn my trainer's name?
If I was single classed?
I'm sure.
During this thing?
Though I have a little less because they
get. Also, did Strobe manage to get my valuables back to me? She's going to recover my
check. Myself, I'm waiting.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. RJ to come back in the room so I can
tell. 600,000. He's actually only 12 level thief.
Lower.
Okay, so I'm going to give you the name of your trainer.
Oh, this is terrible.
You said you would have been at 600,000, right?
Yeah.
So I give him three.
I've been around a long time.
Also, I get 10% in both classes.
He's also not very experienced.
But it's around you, Josh.
Sorry. I said I gave quite him three.
Yeah.
10k gems.
Second or third.
How much experience do you have?
I had
happy to receive
200.
As happy as he gets. Moderately.
So
lower.
He also got. He lost some, but he's gotten some chunks before. Like
did something gained a level.
With the puzzle pieces, probably.
Not the. He gained a level off the puzzle pieces. He also, but it was a pretty low level, like 6 or something. And then he also, he got 22,000 experience from seeing a goddess. Yeah. And then he lost a
magic item menagerie.
Yeah, he's gotten a lot of magic items. He also lost a decent chunk from the Claws of Wheel. He lost like 20,000 or something. Xavier, you get another 15. I rolled a 6 and a 7 on both of the cure series I cast on you. Yeah, I was going to cast a cure series on himself because he's at about half, and it was super mediocre.
I just need to get full so I can get rid of
that. That still puts him at a pretty good chunk here. Is anybody else, like, decently injured?
I am 14
down. I'm 19 still.
Missouri's fine.
16
down. Diem is hurt, right?
No, Diem's
fine now. He got healing.
Missouri is fine?
Yep.
His name is Kaylee. Kaylen. K-A-E-L-E-N. But...
using a boost on myself.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yay. What's his
name?
One. One. Man, Matt really hates you today.
Using another one.
You have found out that he has a perpetually furrowed brow. Very intense.
Okay, Xavier.
Dark hair is significant.
You guys get like
pulled back a lot in a somewhat unkempt ponytail. Specifically, you notice that he has steely gray eyes. He's alert. He's okay. Very...
That's most of my healing for today.
Mentally adroit. He's not overly bulky, but strong. Wiry. He's been through quite a lot of... military movements, training, adventures, even before essentially retiring and going into the mage protecting service.
I'll ask him if he's trained in tactics before.
Yes.
Is this a level that I can get a
proficiency? I don't know, we'd have to look it up. But you get, like, essentially level 1 tactics for free being a cavalier.
It's
part of your class. He during training with you, he does wear well-maintained leather armor, worn and scarred from countless sparring sessions and past battles.
I do bring the defender sword with me, but I don't use it during the training. I just use a well-maintained
Yeah, he would definitely suggest not using it during training because he would say it's kind of like crutching, basically.
Pardon. Jake Ferguson is like that crutching is kind of one of the things. Now you have some chance of
running. Yikes.
This is got 1/4
coming at you, Josh.
Doesn't he have like one of the highest paid wide receivers in the NFL? What are we doing?
Okay.
Interested in learning danger sensing because I think it's a good one.
Could be.
chance and a surprise. There's alertness and the danger set. So alertness, cut chance, surprise, and half with a roll.
Well, the bears are crushing
danger sense. Dallas is. Would be more like not just limited to combat situations, but it could be like for traps, it could be for magical items, poison, anything like that. And it would give you a slight roll that would be a little bit better than a regular surprise roll, but it's not going to be much better. But it's going to give you the, like, oh, I'm about to touch, I'm reaching in a hole, there could be a snake, or, you know, those kinds of things. A little bit of a supernatural thing. And actually, that would be, going that way would probably be better for you anyway, because alertness is based off wisdom. So you have to make a wisdom roll to get the benefit of alertness. So, and then all you do is you reduce your chance of being surprised from a 2 to a 1.
I was hoping to find something like in your sense, except more for like the people around me.
What do you mean?
Like if somebody around me was about to be attacked, being able to like step in.
Okay. I mean, it's probably the same skill. I would allow you to, if you wanted to, we could build in kind of a game balance piece where, say, that your chance is higher to detect if someone around you is in danger than it is for yourself. And so you're kind of like, so your chance is going to be, your base chance of danger sense is going to be somewhere in the neighborhood of, what level are you training for?
Training for ninth courage.
Yeah, so you're going to start out at like about a 15 to 16% chance, something like that, depending on how you roll on the dice. But we could make it, you know, in the 20s when detecting danger for other people, and like around 10 for yourself or something like that. So we just, you know, move the, slide the scale, basically. And it is a sort of supernatural thing. It's not just... Alertness is basically just your alert, right? You're perceiving things at a higher level, which doesn't work great for people with low wisdom. But danger sense would be more like a supernatural thing that I got a feeling about this, more like emotional and spiritual in nature.
Learning how to trust that
intuition. Trusting your gut, intuition, yeah, those kinds of things.
Yeah. Okay with this. Have Derek in
Okay.
Stay tuned for more Lomunian adventures.